from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Moses.
He deserved it.
Does he deserve a contract extension? Moses
he deserved it.
Got to figure that out. A lot to figure out with the Warriors. I'll tell you one thing I was thinking about, and I shudder, and I'm a little afraid to even bring it up. But that's what I got to do. I'm not advocating for it, but you know, I tend to look at things big picture, 360, rather than just through one lens, multiple lenses. And one thing I was thinking is, Steph Curry, nice little player. We know that. And gotta get him some help. What if we can't get him help? Would Steph ever say, you know what? Let me think about it. And I was thinking, well, boy, what would, you know, at the trading deadline or next offseason, you know, what could Steph get you? And what I'm getting at is
a gold medal.
After that performance.
That's a three.
After that performance. I don't think Steph Curry's value's ever been higher. He's got two more years left of his deal. What are you laughing at, Evan?
Continue.
He's got two more years left in his deal. Perfect for another team thinking that he could come over and be the guy that puts him over. I mean, I think if I'm a, listen, if you're a GM, Goo, and you watch Curry play the last half of the season, you might have been like, oh, huh, I wonder if he's starting to fit. And now you're saying, woo! You know what? Maybe the Lakers say, you know what? You want Anthony Davis? You want Anthony Davis for Curry? Yeah.
No.
Oh, I'm
it's
just
like
saying.
If you're married and your spouse, you're like, that's my wife.
It might
that's
not
how
be
Joe
up to,
Lacob's it doing might it, not shopping them.
It might not be up to you. It's up to the chef.
Yeah, no doubt. And so, I didn't like any of his lexicon all this whole summer with the Olympics.
Exactly.
He fired the shot and then shots and then backed it up, man. So, again, back to how we started the show real quick. The world was watching more than the NBA world was. I mean, you know, we had the NBA world and then the world. And that's why what he did on the stage Saturday morning was just incredible. But, Steiny, I'm never going to believe marketing is not a Warrior because of Brandon Pajemski or Jonathan Kuminga. That's just me. Because you don't turn around if Utah was down on marketing like all our so-called experts on the YouTube chat and the text line were saying and turn around and give them $227 million. That's just me. But my gosh, what bothers me is if they do get off to a slow start, you really can't get help into the, like, you got to go through the down times to be able to be a candidate to get help. Like, this was Pete. Oh, my gosh.
You're really giving Joe Lacob a break. It feels like.
I feel like if we were in court, there's innuendos, but there's no factual on concrete evidence that someone snitched. And that means basically you can't put that jacket on anybody unless you got paperwork. And we do not know if Danny Ainge is going to go from giving $227 million to marketing or giving it to him because they couldn't get pods and the benefits of having him on his rookie deal.
The reason they didn't give him the money earlier was because they didn't want to give him the money and then have him worry about getting traded during the season. So I firmly believe Danny Ainge would have traded Lauri Markkanen, but he didn't like the deals he was getting, and he didn't like the deal he was getting from the Warriors, which is fine. It's fine. But I absolutely believe the Warriors could have gotten Markkanen, and I'm not saying they should have. It would have been a bad trade, yeah. I think. I really do. But in light of what Curry just did, where's your mind at?
And somebody just brought up Go Money. Dennis on the YouTube chat, the All-Star game is here. So those same cast of characters that Curry were teammates with, they'll be all in the building. You do not want to have a stinky record at that time.
Antonio in Oakland. What's up, Antonio? How you doing, man? What's going on?
Oh, doing pretty good, but, I think Steph can draw another star here, man. Like, he's done already. Like, you see that jump shot still floating in the air, still going in the hoop, man. Like, at the end of the day, of course, like, Lauri Markkanen, yeah, I would love to have him, but Podgorski can make it too valuable. But at the end of the day, man, Steph's still a top five player, and anybody would be lucky to play with him, man, because when your team loses, you won't get the blame. He'll get the blame, and you're always going to be, like, freaking open. You're not going to have a bunch of dudes draped on. You see triple teams and quadruple teams he'd be facing, even in the Olympics. Like, that guy, like, he just creates so much room for anybody, man. If you're a driver of a hole like a Zion or something, you'll have all that room to dunk, you know? So at the end of the day, he's an all-around player, and I love it. He's going to draw another superstar here. Guaranteed.
Yeah, I don't see it.
Well, time's running out, Antonio.
And I fundamentally disagree with something Antonio said.
Possibly.
If they get a second star here and it doesn't get done, Curry will get the blame. No, he won't. No,
especially after
the second
that.
Guy will get the blame.
Yeah, no doubt. Especially Please. After what he just did. Joe Dewar like, hey, it ain't me, y'all. Only guy on the Team USA's team that did make the playoffs. Brought you home.
Yeah.
It is pretty incredible, though. Like, there was only one All-NBA player on the Olympic team from this past season that was first-team All-NBA. You know who it was?
Giannis.
Well, he didn't play for Team USA. Oh, okay.
But I'm going to sit this one out.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Stoney. It's all you.
Yep.
Dude, they are mad in Boston.
That's a shame.
Yeah. You hate to see it.
By the way, Kerr won a gold medal, if anybody out there realizes it. What kind of idiots are going to criticize a guy after he wins a gold medal?
Rotations.
Okay, yeah. You know what? Let me tell you something about the phrase rotations.
That was bad, Giannis.
When you say you don't like the rotations, you know what it tells me?
Give it
you
to
don't
me.
Know what you're talking about. You don't.
Well, you're talking to Draymond now.
Yeah, sure.
He doubled down on the rotations.
Yes. Rotations means you're going to use a hackneyed phrase, or how about this one? Why don't you like Kerr? Halftime adjustments. Oh, yeah, make halftime. Okay, what should he have done? Well, I don't know. He just didn't make any adjustments. Okay, all right. That means you're not really sure what's going on.
And for so much of Kerr's career, he didn't have to make any, Stoney. They were up 20.
Exactly. Yeah. So, 888-957-9570 is the number. And, boy, what's Steph Curry thinking on that plane?
That's real.
From Paris, where he just put on a show, where he just won a gold medal. He just showed the world that he's still on top of his game. Now he's on a flight back to the Bay. 11 hours is that flight. Actually, it's a little more because usually you're running into a headwind in that direction. So let's say it's a 12-hour flight. And he just got done playing with LeBron, KD, Book, Tatum,
Bam,
Right now, he's over Des Moines somewhere thinking,
I'm out.
I got to go see Draymond, Pajemski.
He saw Draymond in Paris.
Yeah.
Wiggins, Kuminga, Trace Jackson Davis.
It's real.
Buddy Hield.
Slow-mo.
Oh, boy.
That's his, those
talk
are his guys.
About a letdown.
Man.
Who's to say he's not going to come into camp PO'd?
You mean motivated?
What have you left me with here in Golden State? I don't know. Seemed awful chummy with those superstars.
Well, go get one of them.
Yeah, exactly.
Bron.
Lakers not willing to pay the price.
Durant.
Yeah.
Get them all.
Exactly.
This man.
Exactly.
Maybe the hole fits. I know there's no Clay. I keep saying it, Sonny. I got to take that out of the equation. But when he joined us not too long ago before the Olympics, no Draymond suspension. Maybe that's like acquiring a player.
You know what's funny?
Having him act right.
Carter just found his plane, by the way. Apparently he's descending.
One more time, please.
Carter Chickering, producer extraordinaire, also geographic expert, apparently, found Steph Curry's plane, and he's currently descending.
By the way, and listen, it's like George Costanza when he had the girlfriend with a pretty large nose, and he said, you know, I don't want to see the nose. I don't want to think about the nose, but when I see her, I think about the nose. I think about the nose. And I don't know why when Steph Curry was putting on a show, I thought about Draymond Green. I can't tell you why, but yeah.
He was in the crowd.
You know what I thought of? If Draymond Green watched that weekend of basketball from his teammate, he ought to be ashamed. If he's got a modicum of introspection, he should feel pretty lousy.
Shocked you talking to me.
That's right, Draymond. I'm talking to you. And I think, I mean, how can Draymond Green watch Steph Curry Saturday and not feel like, man, have I messed things up the last couple years?
He's not programmed that way. I get you.
Okay, what about coming
in? He was there.
What about coming into this year? If I'm Draymond Green and I just see what Steph Curry did, I gotta feel like I owe that guy something.
Oh, no doubt.
Okay. Well, that's why I thought about Draymond Green.
He went to support him.
He went to ridicule Gobert.
Yeah, well, he did
not
that too.
To support Steph.
Yeah.
By the way,
hey, man.
What's he doing?
It ain't riding coattails because that's his brother, but he did help his family. Stoney, we ain't talked about it. We don't have all the facts, but the Curry family, they got into it without Steph trying to get to their car after the ceremony, and Draymond was arguing with the
security. Draymond was arguing?
No, he was coming to help aid Aisha and the kids, but man.
Okay, tell me the story because I haven't heard this.
So the ceremony
gold
was
medal
over.
Ceremony.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Curry's doing his thing with the players, and Aisha and the family and Sonya Curry had a car waiting for him. It was across the street.
All right.
But the police were they put their foot down about people crossing the street, and they were Aisha and moms let them know that was their car, and basically the police guy was like, we don't care, you can't get over there. And then somehow they came in touch with the young child. And then, by all accounts, all reports, Aisha was in tears. And then Draymond showed up, and then he was having words with the policeman about how, you know, you're doing too much in regard to preventing us from just getting over to the car, which is across the street.
So the security guard did not want Steph and those guys to walk to the car.
Steph was nowhere around. Oh, it was okay. Aisha and family trying to get to their driver, their car.
Didn't something happen with Aisha in Cleveland one year?
You are right.
During the NBA Finals?
That was heckling and, you know, stuff with fans. You know what? It may have been something to that effect, but you hate to hear stuff like that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Damian Lee was there. Steph's brother-in-law.
A lot of hangers-on.
Mother family.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
By the way, he signed again, I think, with Phoenix. Didn't he?
Damian Lee. He missed a big portion of last year.
Yeah.
Hair long. You got the dreads?
Yeah, it's all. Yeah. It's pretty.
Remember I asked TJD, you got a fresh cut. Stoddy was like, what the F are you talking about? He trimmed it down, though.
Let's hear a little bit from Steph Curry, right, the hero of the Olympics.
Got a little out of sorts down the stretch, turned the ball over, taking quick shots. And obviously, that was a big shot down or up three to put us up six. That kind of settled everything. And then the rhythm, the avalanche came, and thankfully the other three went in. But that was an unbelievable moment. I've been blessed to play basketball at a high level for a very long time. I don't know. This ranks very, very high in terms of the excitement and the sense of relief getting to the finish line.
What about when?
Wow. He said it ranks high. Where are you going? He got four rings now.
What about the practice when Draymond punched Poole?
Oh, boy.
Not up there? It's not up there. I got to believe it's that, and it's game four against the Celtics.
Mm-hmm.
Those, to me, are the two big boys for Steph Curry. Man. Can he do it for the Warriors is the question.
He didn't do it last year. Not blaming him. That's, you know, we got PTSD, Stoney. Warrior fans experience no playoffs. That, my friend, cannot happen again. It just can't.
Well, and that's what I find very interesting is they didn't make the playoffs with just Steph last year. And if you look at this upcoming team, they might be better. They might be. But are they really going to be good enough to make some serious noise without getting Steph more help?
Man.
And I do think, I don't think it's a connection like from point A to point B, goo. But I do think after watching Curry, the last couple weeks and seeing how much fun he's having and how high a level he is still playing at, I think we've got to be open to anything can happen at this point. And when he said things change quickly,
go ahead.
Things change quickly. And I agree. There's a big difference between where you're starting out 8-3 and starting out 3-8, starting out 6-7, 7-6. I think we've got to play this year out, or at least the start of the season, because I do think a lot is on the table this year.
I appreciate that honesty, and let me introduce to you all the new scoreboard for the Warriors this season. It's the Steph Curry scoreboard.
Mm-hmm.
How is he feeling? But on top of that, let me be selfish, and you tell me what you think for Steph Curry. all basketball fans lost last year by Steph not being able to make the playoffs, Donnie. People just lose sight of that. He didn't play one damn playoff game. And I know, oh, you got to earn it. But we know it's bigger than him. And I'm not saying he's perfect, but the bottom line is, you think he wants to sit around and watch his brothers compete for a chip? At least give me a round. He was not, like, the NBA is losing with no Steph Curry, which we all know now what he still has. I never doubted it. But that wasn't in the playoffs. Just think about it from that. If you're Adam Silver, like, damn, what can I do? Can I cheat to get you guys in? We need number 30 in the playoffs. So I know he's sitting there sipping a mimosa. That was yesterday, telling his wife or whoever to listen. That's why he fired those shots. Like, I cannot, at the end, not make the playoffs. My brain can't take that. We ain't got to win it. But give us a 7-game series, damn it. Give us a couple rounds. And that's on Joe Lacob. And that's why I said I thought he gave the team an ultimatum. And I won't back down from that. If his ass ain't happy because they ain't doing diddly squat, Stoney, we're going to start hearing stuff, man.
Yeah, I never view it like that. Oh, the NBA needs Steph Curry to be in the playoffs.
They'll never say it.
NBA history is littered with great players who didn't make the playoffs certain years. There's some guys that didn't make, like Pete Maravich was considered one of the most exciting players in the history of the game. He was never in the playoffs. We need Pete Maravich. I'm just saying, like, if your team's not good enough, your team's not good enough. And that doesn't mean Curry's not good enough. It means the team wasn't good enough last year. Yeah. So it's up to Joe Lacob to turn around this 5-year period of not making the playoffs 3 of 5 years. They got to figure out a way to make the playoffs this upcoming season. Yeah. And my question to Warrior fans is, you know, did they do enough in the offseason to make that jump? And if they didn't, how do they figure this out? Steve's in Castro Valley. What's up, Steve? How you doing, man?
What's up, fellas? How's it going?
Hey,
going well.
Quick question. Well, first of all, I think they did get supporting staff and the young guys having a season under their belt to probably be barely in the playoffs. But do you guys think having Steph with KD in Paris and Draymond there, is there any chance KD might come back? And if so, what would we have to give up for him? Thanks, guys.
And I had to correct myself. Whatever it is, Donnie, I said to you, what did you say? 3 first, blah, 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 such and such. And I was like, man, if you could get Kevin Durant back to this, that would, I mean, you talk about night and day. Shout out Albie Schuer. But man, Donnie, but would Phoenix be willing to give him up?
I would if
they
I were
assembled
Phoenix.
That talent with Beal, Booker, and Kevin Durant, and you get swept.
At least they made the playoffs. Well. With those three guys.
I'm going to shut up after that.
I mean, would you give up Wiggins? You're going to have to give up somebody making $25 million because KD makes a ton. But would you give up Wiggins, Kuminga, Pajemski, and 2 or 3 firsts for Kevin Durant?
An hour ago, I said something different, Stoney. I would do that, and that would be me showing the chef we were all in, bud, until the end.
Would you do that, Warrior fans, to get Durant back for a couple of years?
Well, would you do it, Stoney?
No, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't even think about it?
No, I wouldn't.
Is it the picks or the players more so?
It's the picks more so. It's the picks more so.
I would do it.
You guys know that to me, the one thing that the Warriors have in their control. The one thing they do have in their control is to not be empty-handed when Curry leaves. That's the one thing they have in their control.
Do you think they're empty-handed now? I think it's TBD, but I'm ready to bet no. By the time Kuminga and Pods pop, if they do,
I'm talking about the picks.
I got you.
I do not want to be a non-playoff team in 2026.
Then you're not all in, Stoney.
That's right. Oh. I'm not all in. I'm absolutely not all in.
Damn.
I do not want to be, because I've seen it. I've seen it with the Warriors. 35 and 47, and we don't have a draft pick. I mean, look at this year. They didn't make the playoffs. They didn't have a pick.
Quinn Post.
So the bottom line is that was there a player there that could have helped him? I don't know. Maybe not. Wasn't a great draft. There were people saying it wasn't a great draft. We'll see. But all I'm saying is the idea of mortgaging the future, maybe it changed with some fans over the last week or two after seeing what Steph Curry did in Paris. Let's go to Mike's in Santa Clara. Hey, Mike, how you doing, man?
Good, guys. Great to hear you guys. I mean, my concern is that, and Steiny, I'm with you, man. I don't think we have to just give the entire bank for the future, and that's my concern. But at the same time, I'm just worried about, you know, how many more years does Steph have, and just making sure that it's going to happen. I mean, there's only like maybe 2 years, maybe 3 years left at the most. But how are we? And it's just one of those things. Like, how are we going to be able to satisfy, you know, Steph, and just making sure that we're going to still stay relevant until we actually hit that? I don't want to say recession, but I mean, it's going to be a recession no matter what once Steph is gone. It's just a scary thought of, like, you know, we're not going to go into full rebuild mode, but maybe, I mean, at that same time, we're probably going to. Clay's gone. Steph's going to be gone soon. And then Dre's going to be gone as well. After that, you have, you know, you're looking at Kuminga, you're looking at Pods, you know, Moody. I'm just a little curious, like, how are we going to, those first round picks obviously come into play. But where are we going to be with those first round picks? And that's why I was just more curious, like, why didn't we go for, you know, a little bit harder trying to find like a replacement, if you want to say, for Steph for the future? So that's all I got to say, guys. Yeah, Thank you.
And that
made me think of Wiseman, the pick, not the person, the picks, Donnie. Imagine had that popped.
Imagine had that been a better draft.
But bottom line, imagine if you were getting contributions and maybe that player was knocking on the door to be an all-star. That changes everything about life after Curry. The Warriors paid the price to get that pick, but it was also they had an excuse. There was an injury, and they just imagine had that been just a serviceable player, the future would be so much better. The field would be.
There were serviceable players. Was there a superstar? I don't know, depending on what you think of LaMelo Ball or Tyrese Halliburton. But, like, I don't – like, sometimes you get a high pick and the draft isn't very good, and that's just the way that goes. Mm. The Spurs had the number one pick a year ago, and there was a superstar there.
Man.
A bona fide superstar.
We had a great game Saturday.
The Hawks had the first pick this year and the Wizards second. There were no bona fide superstars, at least not – ready-made. So I can't blame the Hawks and the Wizards for not getting a guy like Wembanyama if a guy like Wembanyama didn't happen to be in the draft that they were
It still falls under bad luck that maybe that player wasn't there when they had that pick. The number two pick.
What do you mean bad luck?
You know, you said the draft didn't have much outside of Halliburton and LaMelo Ball, who I love both players, but I'll give you that. The bottom line is it still didn't pop for him.
It didn't pop for a lot of teams.
Yeah.
Didn't pop for Cleveland with Isaac Okoro. Didn't really pop with Atlanta with Onyeka. All right, we got to go. I see Bill, Kevin, May. We'll get to your calls on the other side. Does the Warriors situation take on a little more urgency after you saw Steph Curry put on a spectacular show yesterday in Paris? What's coming up next on The Game? It's presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. That segment was brought to you by Express Employment Professionals.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.